So we're just going to relax and breathe. And if it feels comfortable, you can close your eyes. And just appreciate in this moment that this is a safe, quiet place. And as we breathe and relax, we settle into that peace that underlies all of the activity all the time. In a place like this, surrounded by beautiful people, it's easier to know that we're safe, that all is well, that everything always works out for us, and we can just relax and trust. Feels so good to let go of the getting here and just be here now. Just be present. Just be breathing. Just be taking it easy. Settling down. Finding the most comfortable way to sit. Maybe squirming around a little bit. Sometimes it helps me just to stretch my back and my neck. And remember that all is well. And as we begin this meditation, we are blessed. We are in that place where we are taking time out to return to remembering who we truly are, to feel the power of our being, to feel the energy of Source within us. For we are the leading edge of Source, as Abraham says. We are that outpicturing of divine life. Everywhere and always, our inner being is taking care of us, looking out for us, has our back. We are ever loved, supported, and supplied. It is such a powerful thing to remember that all is well here. We are blessed. And just breathing and relaxing. It helps us get to that place where we remember that all is well. All is well all the time. Sometimes we remember and sometimes we don't. Sometimes it looks anything but well. But we know that even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something in the process of going right from a broader perspective. And as we begin to cultivate that understanding, we begin to come into alignment in a more powerful way. It allows us to relax. And as we relax, we are more allowing. We are more receptive of the endless well-being that is already assembled in our vortex for us. Abraham describes so powerfully how our inner being has spent our lifetime noticing every moment, every preference, everything we didn't want, and turning it around to everything we did want. So our inner being knows that we want health and well-being, trust and receptivity. Our inner being already knows that we want to be free and financially independent and capable and on purpose in our lives. Our inner being already knows all of this and is doing his or her or their best every day to guide us to that beautiful life that is already vibrationally created for us. And so during this time, we want to spend a little time remembering that we have the capacity to raise our vibration by focusing our thought. Thought is powerful, and focus is genius, according to Abraham. And as we learn to focus on that which we want instead of what we don't want, life begins to flow in extraordinary ways. on a river of alignment. And a river of alignment is beauty in action. And so we just relax and breathe. And I'm going to introduce you to a little process that I use to raise my vibration. It starts out by having some contrast and seeing in this moment what I don't want and noticing, boy, I don't want to feel this way. I don't want to feel sad or angry or upset or fearful. What is it I do want? And that's the very first step, is to turn away from what you don't want and remember to ask yourself the question, what is it I do want? Abraham says it takes 17 seconds for the law of attraction to kick in and bring more thoughts like it. So we have 15 seconds to notice what we don't want before the momentum increases. And even if we got a little bit started, it gets easy to change it if we catch it in the early stages. If the momentum is huge, it's better to go take a walk, a swim, or a nap. It's better to distract ourselves rather than hit it head on. But if we caught it fairly quickly, we can begin a shift right then. Okay, that's what I don't want. What is it I do want? I want to be in alignment. I want to be open to my good. I want to notice who I truly am. I want to feel the peace that underlies all of the activity. I want to feel better than I do in this moment. And as we focus on what we do want, we start seeing other things we want. I want to feel healthy. I want to feel whole. I want to feel strong. I want to feel powerful. I want to feel capable. I want to feel free. I want to feel happy. I want to feel good. I want to feel open and receptive to endless good that's already lined up for me. I want to know my well-being more and more powerfully every day. I want to be happy. I want to smile. I want to laugh. I want to sing. I want to dance. I want to play. Maybe I want to play cards, or maybe I want to play the guitar, or maybe I just want to play in the park with my grandchildren. But I want to play. I want to love. Oh yeah, I love loving. I want to love. I want to open my heart to all of the beauty of life. I want to love my life. I want to love my situation. I want to love this day. I want to be grateful to be alive today. I want to feel free. I want to feel eager. I want to feel open. And we put in 68 seconds on positive thoughts, and more positive thoughts come. It gets easier and easier to find a positive thought about what we want. And then the technique I use is ask myself if I'm willing. Am I willing to feel better? Oh yeah. I am so willing to feel better. I'm willing to feel good. I'm willing to feel free. I'm willing to feel happy. I'm willing to know that I am free. I remember Abraham says, I'm so free I can create bondage. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to explore my freedom. I'm willing to explore my freedom. I'm willing to have this day be a beautiful day. I'm willing to remember that all is well. I'm willing to feel good. I'm willing to appreciate that I have this remarkable body It landed on this planet and has been serving me well every day of my life. I'm willing to appreciate my body. I'm willing to appreciate the health that I have. I'm willing to be grateful that I can see and hear and taste and touch. I am willing to remember that all is well. I am willing to trust that even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something in the process of going right. I am willing to remember that all is well. I am willing to come back into alignment more and more. I'm willing to learn to focus in the way that allows me alignment more and more. I'm willing to feel excited about life. I am willing to trust that well-being is my birthright. That feels good. Well-being is my birthright. I am willing to explore all of the different ways that well-being has already come to me. I'm willing to count my blessings. I'm willing to notice that I am vital and alive right now. I'm willing to feel even healthier than I do today. I'm willing to feel vital and alive and enthusiastic about life. I'm willing to feel joyful. Ooh, that's a new thought. My vibration is raising, and now I can see the possibility that I could maybe feel joyful. I want to feel joyful, and I'm willing to feel joyful. Wow, that's cool. I wonder what else I'm willing to have. Oh, I'm willing to have plenty of money. I'm willing to have money to spend and to save and to share and to invest. I am willing to have a wonderful home to live in. I'm willing to have wonderful transportation to get me around where I want to go. I'm willing to delight in paying my bills and seeing everything paid up and completed. Ah, that feels good. I'm willing to know that my life is blessed. I'm willing to know that my inner being has so many resources lined up for me. I'm willing to begin to see where those resources might be. I'm willing to get checks in the mail, expected and unexpected. I'm willing to do work that delights me and receive a good paycheck. I am willing to be well rewarded personally, professionally, socially, and financially, in all ways, really. And I'm willing to know that as I reach retirement age and I retire, that I am willing to be very prosperous in my retirement as well. So I'm willing to have a wonderful life, whatever it looks like. Whatever my inner being has lined up for me, I trust that my inner being has a wonderful life lined up for me, and I'm willing to remember that. I'm willing to take it in deeply and to relax and breathe and trust and delight in the fact that life is good. I am willing to be more open and receptive to that good that's already lined up for me. Nobody else can receive it. It's mine. We're not dividing up some pie here. Abraham says, when we want it, it is created. It expands. So we're not taking good away from anyone else by allowing our good to find us. And so I like that idea. I'm willing to know that my good is looking for me. It's eager to flow into my life. And I'm willing to allow it more and more powerfully every day. I am willing to allow love. I am willing to be loved and lovable. I am willing to be loving. I am willing to be affectionate. I am willing to be adorable. I'm willing to adore. I am willing to cherish the wonderful people in my life who are such a powerful influence on my joy. And I am willing to feel loved by them, to feel cherished myself. I know that life is good, and I am willing to allow that goodness of life to come to me powerfully and beautifully. I am willing to be open and receptive at a much higher level than I've explored previously. I could have more good in my life. It would be all right. Not only am I willing to have more good in my life, but I'm also eager to have more good in my life. And that's the next step. I'm eager to feel good. I'm eager to feel in alignment. I'm eager to feel open and receptive and joyful and free. I'm eager to allow all of this well-being to shower all around me. I'm willing to receive checks in the mail, expected and unexpected. I am willing to notice how blessed I truly am. And I'm eager to settle into that place where counting my blessings becomes just my natural way of life. When I get up in the morning, I am eager to look for all of the good that happened the day before, that I'm anticipating happening today, that I know has already accumulated in my life. I am eager to appreciate my life at a whole new level. I'm eager to appreciate my body at a whole new level. I'm eager to feel healthy and vital and energetic and alive. I am eager to love life in powerful and wonderful ways. I'm eager to notice how strong I am. I'm eager to notice how flexible I am. I'm eager to delight in the love that flows to me. I am eager to notice the beauty of my friends or family members or other people who come into my life and just bring love and friendliness and upliftment. I am eager to connect with other people. I'm eager to connect with Source. I'm eager to connect with my inner being. I'm eager to feel my inner being's guidance powerfully and wonderfully. I'm eager to follow my inner being's guidance. I'm eager to delight in how my life works when I follow my guidance more and more. That's the fourth step. The fifth step is, oh, I love it. I love it when I'm following my guidance. I love it when I feel free. I love it when I feel happy. I love it when I feel open and receptive to the endless good that wants to flow to me. I love it when I remember who I truly am. I love remembering that my inner being is always looking out for me. I love knowing that all is well. I love trusting that even when it looks like something going wrong, it's actually something going right from a broader perspective. I love knowing that life is good. I love delighting in all of the beautiful blessings that have already come to me, and anticipating even more blessings on their way to me already. I love knowing that life is so, so good. And I love seeing evidence of the beauty of life everywhere I go. I love thrilling to a gorgeous night sky. I love watching white clouds skittering across the sky in a brisk breeze at altitude. I love swimming when the sun's shining and I can feel the warmth on my back and the cool of the water. I love life. I love so many things about my life. I love being here at this moment doing this meditation. I love trusting that there is good flowing in every moment, not just to me, but to everyone. My beloved says, no one excluded or set to the side, each one supported, loved, and supplied. I love remembering that we are all supported, loved, and supplied. And I love imagining more and more people getting in touch with that supply. I love feeling free. I love feeling happy. I love delighting in time passing. I love feeling better today than I did yesterday and anticipating that I'll feel even better tomorrow. I love life. And I love knowing that life loves me. My inner being loves me. Source loves me. Well-being abounds. Everything is always working out for me. I love knowing this. I love trusting this. I love being present in this awareness. And I love opening and receiving and then noticing, oh yeah, I did that. I created that in my life. It's so good to remember how good life is and to trust and know that everything is unfolding perfectly. Life is good and we are blessed. And so the meditation is coming to an end. So I invite you to maybe stretch a little bit again and breathe and relax. And remember that all is truly well. That everything is unfolding beautifully. That life is good. And that we are blessed. And so it is.